AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hundreds of buildings are damaged and at least 111 people are known to have been killed after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Western Colombia.
The images are very shocking. Buildings collapsing, the airports are closed.
Barbara Mellows with World Vision in Bogota. She tells Sky News.
The epicenter that was Chocó is very known for its poverty, so a lot of people are in need right now.
In Western Canada, some 20,000 people have fled a wildfire burning out of control in British Columbia. The Canadian Armed Forces put on standby. Against the guidance of medical groups, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the spacing out of childhood vaccines and splitting the combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine into three separate shots. Congressional Democrats say they're investigating Trump administration efforts to deport military service members and their families. This after an Associated Press investigation found more than 50 active duty troops, spouses, and parents have been detained by immigration authorities. And Jennifer King reports.
A military base in South Carolina has been renamed after Senator Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey spent his final years taking on a radical leftist ideology that had run rampant.
At a ceremony at what was Joint Base Charleston, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth praised Graham's dedication to the military.
He knew the timeless truth that to ensure peace, we must be prepared for war.
Graham, who died last month, joined the Air Force after law school and spent over three decades serving in the Air Force, Air National Guard, and Reserves. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who is from South Carolina, noted that the base hosts the 437th Airlift Wing with their massive C-17 military transports.
From today forward, these planes will have Joint Base Graham on their tail. A reminder that Senator Graham was the American people's workhorse.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. A festival for vintage tech.
A growing community of hobbyists is preserving classic computers, Atari, Commodore, and IBM machines, ancestors to today's laptops, wearable devices, and smartphones. At this year's Vintage Computer Festival in Mountain View, California, vintage computer collector from Seattle.
This is a Xerox Alto.
Josh Dersch.
The hardware is interesting. It's a fun challenge to debug and repair. You can understand the entire system from top to bottom, whereas with a modern computer, there's so much going on, you'll never really understand all of it.
First festival was in 1997, drawing about 150 hobbyists to a venue east of San Francisco. Founder, Salam Ismail.
I wanted to show every computer we could. I wanted people to come and play with them.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.